Welcome to The Lingerie Stories, an uplifting community of storytellers. I'm Dee Dee Crosslin. Today, I'm really, really, really excited to be talking to Emily Lau. She's the founder and creator of The Little Bra Company. So that's an intimate apparel brand, and she started it 10 years ago in her bedroom. And it's now an internationally shopped brand that specializes in hard-to-find smaller band and cut sizes, including 28 to 38A, 28 to 36B, and 28 to 34C cups. Welcome, Emily.
Hi.
Let's start at the beginning of your journey with creating The Little Bra Company. You started this company in 2007, and I think it was out of lack of product in the marketplace to suit your personal needs. And you used to be a television producer, which is very impressive already, but then lingerie design must have not even been on your career radar. That must have been a huge leap of change. So let's break this down. First, tell us more about the birth of your idea.
Like you said, I just had a need for it because I had been shopping for bras since I was a teenager, before I even needed a bra. All my girlfriends were buying bras and I was a late bloomer, but just loved what was, you know, I wanted to wear a bra and I couldn't find anything for myself back then, but that was, you know, I was much younger, but I became obsessed with bras, you know, even before I could wear them. So I just kept buying them. My girls' friends were buying them. And so I was buying them. But of course, as I got older, I really did need a bra and I still couldn't find anything that really fit me right, you know. And as an adult, then I really was in need of a better fitting bra. And, you know, I found a few things that worked in terms of size, but there really wasn't any selection or there wasn't anything fashion forward. There wasn't anything that was, you know, had color or lace. You know, it was still really basic. And I mean, people were still telling me that, oh, well, you know, go to the teen section so I could find a bra that fit me. And I was a little frustrated. Yeah. So I started my career, you know, in journalism, and I became a television producer and writer. And then I had still always had this passion for bras. And when I really realized there was nothing else out on the market, I said, okay, well, let me just try, you know. And I had some samples made and I had some girlfriends try on the samples and they worked. And I was like, oh, great. Okay. And actually, while I was traveling a lot for work, I brought a few of my samples to some lingerie stores that I thought, let me just try it out and see what these, you know, buyers think, if there's really like a need for it.
That's a smart idea.
So I brought some samples out and I got my first order like 2 weeks after one of those visits. And that's kind of when I really started.
Wow. Okay. So that's great. I can imagine for you, it was kind of like a catalyst to kind of keep going. So then, you know, how did you transition fully into your company? Because obviously you felt like you kind of had something. And then building your lingerie knowledge and your business plan, how did that all develop?
When I really got serious about it, I realized I had to quit my job because I think probably for a few years in there, I was working as a producer. And like I said, just bringing my samples with me. Kind of doing both at the same time. And I realized I really needed to choose and commit to the business. So when I really did decide, you know, I had a business plan. And I also went to find a manufacturer.
Yeah.
And luckily I had some family friends who just happened to be manufacturing bras in Asia. Mm-hmm. And I asked to go to spend time there to kind of learn. And that's kind of where I learned a bit more about design and just engineering of bras. You know, I kind of spent time in their sample rooms. I spent time looking over their production and everything. And they kind of taught me how to make a bra, you know, and I worked with them. And, you know, I learned there that each bra is made out of, you know, at least 30 to 50 pieces,
exactly.
You know?
Yep. And that's really, really important for our audience to understand because it is an art, not just kind of throwing together a piece and there you go.
That was where I kind of got my education about how to make a bra. And also they helped me develop my first collection, which was definitely everything that I wanted in, you know, five bras, you know? So that was kind of where I started my first collection, was with five bras, different styles, but everything that kind of fit my body type, which I felt was, you know, have a smaller back. My breasts were set closer together. So also the thing that I was missing in the bras that were on the market already was also I wanted more cleavage. I wanted more of a natural looking curve.
What size are you?
So I'm a 34B, but small. So it's not, you know, everyone thinks it's kind of average, but every bra that I was wearing in a 34B was fitting either loose or like the padding felt more like two pillows on straps because all the padding was just right up in front.
Right.
And it just felt like two pillows and it was not comfortable and it wasn't actually giving me cleavage. It was giving me volume, but not cleavage.
Right.
And, you know, at the time I really liked wearing like low cut t-shirts and wrap dresses and stuff. And I still just felt like this isn't giving me, you know, I want to see a little bit more of me, which was the cleavage part. So that's when designing the bra, I came up with, you know, okay, this needs to be a little bit closer. You know, the cups need to be a little bit closer together. I really need a graduated padding to kind of push everything forward. I think what I've learned, you know, is that with padding, it doesn't need to be a lot to be effective.
No.
So it just needs a little bit of more shaping. You know, it's the padding needs to be in the right places to be the most
effective. Strategic placement is everything. Yeah, exactly.
That was kind of the real need, was also to give myself a little bit of shape, you know, as well as having it look good and cute and be fashion forward and fit well. I wanted the bra to give me a little bit of shape.
Well, I love that you said that you're not trying to kind of create something that's quote unquote not there. Like, I really love that even with your petite, and with the, you know, ABC is nowadays is a petite breast. And I love how you're trying to build the best out of your own shape instead of packing on top. That's so important. And I think it goes, you know, it's so important for all demographics as well. So back to your business, you know, I believe that passion projects or businesses based out of necessity are not only authentic, but become successful. At what moment when building your company did you say, okay, I really have something here?
Almost 2 years into having started the company, you know, I was just doing everything on my own, you know, picking and packing orders, you know, going pretty much door to door on my own and doing my own sales and everything. By then I needed some more help. It started to just kind of pick up and grow. And, you know, I had, I had a couple hands helping me, you know, a couple hands helping me do some sales and then someone helping me picking and packing. But around like 18 months to 2 years, there was an article in the New York Times that was written about petite lingerie, and the writer had called me. And so that article came out at the same time a YouTuber that I just sent samples to just said, hey, if you want to try these on, you know, here are a couple styles to try. She did a video review, you know, and it just, both of those together at the same time just kind of was kind of the magical moment, I think. It really put us more on the map, you know. I mean, I'd been in the business for a little bit, but that really changed, especially it changed my online business, because that was where people outside of just the lingerie industry were learning about the Little Bra Company.
And so when you say online, like, did you be 2007, I'm sure you launched immediately online as well as brick and mortars. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. But it was definitely not my main focus. I was really focused on getting my bras into retail stores because I thought it was really important to have a place where people, you know, traditionally try on. Yeah, to touch and feel bras. But I knew that I always wanted an online presence because I felt like, well, I'm not in every boutique in every state yet. So I want to make sure that person in Iowa or something that doesn't have a boutique lingerie store that could still purchase the Little Bra Company if they heard about it. So that was really important to me. And it still is. I still feel like most of the thing about this online business is that I want to be able to reach as many people as possible to be able to have access to our bras.
Yeah. And I think that, you know what, I've done a lot of research on your growth and your history. So let's talk about your laser focus on your target market, which is smaller breasts. And I really, really love that you're not trying to be anything but what you know. So, you know, your cups are A to C, with a pretty good range of circumference, and you keep it clean. Has this been an easy target for you to stay in, or do you get pressure from retailers or consumers to expand to a larger cup? Like, say they've fallen in love with like a particular style, and they say, okay, well, can you give this to me, but in a D cup? And so if this has happened, how have you handled it?
Funny that you say that, because that is the exact pressure I'm under right now.
Oh.
But I will say, you know, I started the business only with 32 to 36 A and B.
Yeah.
And so then after that, I had, you know, customers tell me they really would like to see a 28 and 30. So I added 28 and 30 bands. Mm-hmm. And then customers were telling me, we could really use a 38A, and we could also use a 34C. How about C cups, you know? So I slowly expanded. I really listened to my customers. I really believe in their feedback.
Yes.
So then, and it has, you know, it's true. I mean, those were definitely underserved sizes. And so I added all those sizes. And so the pressure, you know, I'm not saying the pressure is bad. Like, the pressure has actually been beneficial in a lot of ways. But now I'm facing, like, now I've gone to a C cup. Of course, that's been the number one request lately, is that I go and do a D cup, especially in the smaller band sizes.
Yeah.
So it's something that I definitely consider. But, you know, I think D cup is large, but in the industry, D cups are still considered pretty small.
Yeah.
So I have been considering this, but I definitely want to be sensitive to my core customer.
And that's just it. You know, when I started in the industry, you know, 34, 36B was that's what everyone was. Now everyone is 34, 36E. So that's kind of the start point. You know, in the past, I've heard you mention small boobs can go south too, which leads me to my question on what your technical design and support system entails. So I'm sure this topic has been quite the opportunity also for you to educate and connect with your target market. And so can you elaborate a little bit more on this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always surprised at how many A and sometimes B customers don't wear bras. And part of it, I think, is because there's nothing, they haven't found in the past anything on the market for them that fit them right. So I think they've just given up. So they've just gone without wearing bras, or wearing only like a bralette or a camisole or something like that. And I, you know, especially for adult women, I think that, yes, I've seen A breasts go south. And it's, you know, I understand the whole natural look, but I also feel like on the other side, I have so many customers who are like, I just want a little bit of a lift. Like, I don't want to have surgery. Mm-hmm. I've breastfed 3 children, and I'm an A cup, and I just want a little bit of a lift. And so if they want their breasts to kind of stay a little bit more perky, I really believe that they need to be wearing a bra. Gravity is stronger than a bralette. So.
Hey, and speaking of bralettes, what are your thoughts on the increasing trend of those lace and triangular bralettes?
I think I understand people are looking for something more comfortable, something easier to wear. But again, I don't think it's actually supporting them. So, and I think there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful bralettes out there. And people ask me all the time, will you make a bralette? And I said, well, I'm responding to the whole bralette trend by providing a few styles now that either have no wires or have less padding, so we can kind of cover all of that. Because even, you know, we have these kind of what I call in our collection, there we have bralette styles or looks, but there's still some shape inside of them.
Oh, and so support. I kind of looked through them and I thought, oh gosh, like they are definitely not the, you know, 20-something lace non-support one fabrication of bralette that's out there. Like, you definitely have the conception and the style and the design and the technology, even when it's a wire-free.
Yeah, so even in our wire-free bras, we add a little bit of, like, mesh paneling or something inside the cup to actually give it some lift and support.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, on our bras that don't have any actual padding, then we add a little bit of, you know, mesh inside the cup, so it can still support the breast without having, you know, too many layers of, you know, padding. There's also, we do a lot of bras that have structured seaming in them, so they can be soft, so you can get that whole comfort of a soft bra, but the cup is actually structured, so it will give you that, again, that shape and lift.
Yeah, and seams are friends, so we always have to educate our consumers about that.
Yes, I'm so glad you say that. I'm glad you say that, because oftentimes I think people don't understand why there are seams in bras. Like everything, especially in this domestic market, everyone's like looking for that invisible seamless look. And we have that. We have a lot of contoured molded cups. But seaming is a great way to, you know, again, have a cup that's structured but not have a lot of padding.
Yeah, it's been a conversation that I've had with some of my friends. Like, they're a lot smaller. I'm a 34D, and a lot of my girlfriends are, you know, B cups, A cups, and they're like, I cannot wear anything that's not molded or padded. And it's like, yes, you can. Just, and I almost get forceful. I'm like, just put this on. Just go in there and put this on, and I will show you. So it's definitely a struggle, isn't it?
Like you said, education is key, and I feel like that's part of what I'm doing, you know, and I actually, what we're doing on our website and our blogs and things like that is I'm really trying to educate people about breast health and how to wear a bra properly, you know, what size to wear. I think, you know, that story keeps going on about, like, people have been wearing the wrong size bra for so long. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, now there's so many more sizes and a variety available that, you know, people can find their size, but they still don't know. We still have to navigate through all of it. You know, there's still a selection to navigate through. Now there's more sizes. Now we got to find the right one for you. And then even within that, there's different, you know, what I've learned is like there's different body types, even within our size range, for example. So like we have to educate people that, okay, so we've even categorized our bras into closer set or wider set, because I've realized closer set, but I found out that a lot of my customers are wider set. So the breast tissue is a little bit more to the side of their arms. And so I started designing bras that kind of fit that customer as well. And so people, you know, need to figure out what their body is and then find the right style for them as well.
You know, and that's just it. You know, we always say that 80% of women are wearing the wrong bra size, which is still true, because there's that factor that every shape is different, but then every brand cuts differently too. So it's kind of getting around that whole aspect as well. Okay, so let's talk about body image. So I'm always looking for stories that talk about positive body image in all shapes and sizes and owning it. And I'm sure you've had a lot of feedback since launching the Little Bra Company. How have your consumers affected the evolution of your brand? And do you have any inspiring stories you have heard?
Well, I always, I love reading our customer testimonials. That kind of is what me every day to keep going. So I mean, I'm fortunate that I get to, you know, be in a business where I feel like when they put something on, I mean, like I've heard stories where like, oh my gosh, you've, you know, changed my life after I've like breastfed 3 children and I was really going to go have surgery. And now I found something that really, I'm comfortable with. It just gives me the right amount of lift that I want. And, now I don't have to go get surgery. So there's stories like that. And just in general, like I've been looking for a bra forever and I haven't been able to find anything that fits my smaller body type. And now I do. And that makes me, you know, so happy to get that. And, you know, we're really trying to, like I said before, it's like we provide bras that have padding and everything in them, but we're really trying to give your body more shape. And we also have we also have bras that don't have a lot at all, a lot of padding or anything. So a smaller busted customer, you kind of get a variety of it. My main goal is really to make the most of what you have. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to necessarily make anybody something that they're not, but they, you know, some people just want a little bit of a lift and a boost. And thankfully we can do that with, you know, intimate apparel.
I feel like that is so inspirational. And, you know, speaking of influence, who has been one of your biggest influencers in the intimate apparel industry?
I feel like I find inspiration in so many places that I don't really have like one designer who's influenced me necessarily. I get really inspired by my customers and kind of what's really happening out there. So I almost try not to look at what everybody in the bra industry is already doing. So I'm really, I design my bras based on customer feedback. You know, when somebody says like, hey, I get a lot of feedback, like we really need a sports bra. And I'm like, oh, that's right. Okay. Let me design a sports bra for this customer, you know? And, so I really find inspiration from them more than, you know, what the industry is already doing.
I so love that answer. I'm just saying. tell us a story about you, aside from your professional self, that we would be surprised to learn or know about you.
I really love to throw parties.
Oh, great. When am I coming?
Anytime. Okay, I really love to entertain, and I feel like if I wasn't doing what I'm doing, I probably would be throwing parties and cooking professionally or something. I'm a total foodie. And part of it is I just love, you know, eating with others. I love the community of it. I mean, I think that's why, you know, for our 10th anniversary, I just had an excuse of like, I'm going to throw a party for our 10th anniversary. And I threw a party for all my girlfriends who, so I name all my bras after my girlfriends or family.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's right. If you could just ever call one the Didi, I'd be so honored.
Well, you never know.
Never know. When you introduce D's cups, you can call it the Didi. How's that?
Oh my gosh. Sure. That's such a good idea.
Okay.
But yeah, so I thought of this idea where I was just going to invite my friends for all the girlfriends that I had named bras after. I mean, these are really the people who have been supportive and through my personal life, through my professional life for the last 10 years. And it was so much fun to get everybody together. And it was just a great experience to have a party. And then I did this whole photo shoot to commemorate our 10th anniversary, because I really believe I would not have made it the last 10 years and have, you know, gotten here in this business without them. So, but it was just fun. I love to entertain. I think that also in my business, part of that entertaining, it's like, I always tell my staff too, like, I want my customer service and I want it to feel like they're friends, like they're really, you know, I want the person who ever comes to our website or comes to our booth at a trade show or something to feel like they're coming into a warm, welcoming place. Mm-hmm. Because I think we're missing that in a lot of places. And I even if they don't buy a bra, I want them to have that experience. And that's kind of comes from where I just like have this real passion for entertaining.
And I love that. It's kind of women supporting women as well, and appreciating and gratitude. Okay, so side note. So if I was to come over for dinner, like say next week, what would you make me?
Oh gosh. It's starting to get cooler. And so I love to make soups. A Tuscan Italian sausage soup that I like to make in the fall. And I like it to be easy entertaining. I'm not like a really fussy entertainer, but I like it to be, you know, easy but fun. I make a big pot of soup with, you know, some rustic bread. And
I am so there. I'm booking my ticket after this. I'm booking my ticket. We're it's all done. It's all good. Okay, so Emily, I end this question with all my podcasts. So what is your favorite lingerie story? It could be pertaining to you or anyone else.
Just the other day, I was out in public and like having at an open house, you know, shopping for real estate. And I said, the realtor was asking me, hey, what do you do and everything? And I mentioned, you know, I have this intimate apparel company. It's called the Little Bra Company. And this woman comes like swinging around the corner and she says, did you just say the little bra company? And I said, yeah. And she's like, oh my gosh, I was just on your website today. And I really need a bra because I'm small breasted and I can't believe it's taken me this long to find your company. But I was literally just on your website today. And I was, you know, it kind of gave me chills. And I've had a couple moments like that yeah. when I met my customers in totally, you know, unsuspecting places. And, you know, I get really excited about that because I feel like, okay, well, the word is getting out and she really, and there's customers out there who obviously need this product. And it was just really exciting to meet an actual customer who, you know, wasn't a friend, who wasn't, you know, and she had heard about the company. So we are going to have a private fitting with her
oh, and her nice. Friends.
She's like, I've got a ton of friends and everything like that. So, and we don't normally do that, but it was just so exciting to, you know, I don't always get to meet my customers face to face. I mean, you know, like it's, so it was exciting to have that moment.
Oh yeah. You must've been so excited hearing that. That's so great. So, okay. So I've added a new element to my podcast and we're going to do a listener question. So I'm going to read this question to you. Actually, I could not believe how perfect this question is for you. Cause I thank you, you guys. Thank you to my dear listeners because, you guys are sending me a lot of questions and we will hopefully get to all of them, but this one was so perfect for Emily and I to answer. So, okay. Are you ready, Emily? I'm going to read it and then we're going to help this girl out. Hopefully. Okay. So this is from Stacey M, and she's from Scottsdale, Arizona. And she wrote, Hi, Dee Dee. I love that you've added listener questions to your podcast, and I hope that there aren't too many until you get to mine. I have a question about a smaller chest size, which is me. I'm a very, very small-chested woman. I typically wear 34A. That's even if I wear a bra. I'm quite sporty, but I still feel my layered short camisoles do the trick when I exercise. Oh, God. Okay, we're going to have to talk about that with her. All this said, I'm in my early 30s, recently single, and want to get back out there and date. But I know my rundown, boring camisoles don't cut it in the cuteness category. Do you have any suggestions on affordable upgrading with my bra wardrobe? While I'm at it, I'm pretty jealous when my girlfriends can wear push-ups and I can't. It's a joke when I try them on because my breasts are very shallow A's and a bit wide set. Can you help a girl out? Thanks, Stacey. All right, Emily, this is like written for you. I'm just saying.
I know. It's just like, it's very simple. Come to thelittlebracompany.com.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's break this down. Well, first of all, thank you, Stacey, for writing in. We are so excited that you did, and thank you. And I think we can help you out. Like, I've got your girl. She is right here. So, okay. So let's break this down. So let's talk about the exercise that she's doing. It seems like she said she's wearing layered short camisoles. So I'm thinking she's wearing like those bandeau tops, hey, with the spaghetti straps.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
We have a sports bra that will, you know, it's bra sized, so it's not small, medium, large. Mm-hmm. And I really designed this bra with the smaller bust in mind. I think we, you know, although there's lots of sports bras out there, there's a lot of compression and smaller girls just don't need that much compression.
Right, right.
We actually want it to be a little bit more flattering, not flattening. So our sports bra is like a little bit lower cut just to kind of show off the a little bit, because you just get a little bit of cleavage. There's not padding in it, but there's just a little bit of a lining in it, structured seaming to give a little bit more curve. But I think that would be a great solution for her. And we have a lot of customers that actually wear that bra every day too.
I think that, you know, I've heard, you know, people my size and up kind of packing on the two layers of sports bras for when they haven't really educated or found the right sports bra. But I've never heard of an A cup doing two layers. So there you go. There's check, Stacey. We've got your sports done. Okay, so now you want to look cute, recently single, and you want to get it back out there. Well, first of all, congratulations for getting back out there. That's awesome. And okay, so cuteness factor, check. You just need to go to see the little bra company. But okay, push-ups. She's wide set. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, what I've learned designing all these bras for smaller figures is that there are different breasts and different body shapes. So we have closer set and wider set. So if you went onto our website, you could actually even filter through and find all of the wider set bras. And you could even filter through and go to wider set lace bras. And you could find something that would probably fit your body type. What I've also learned is that what we have been missing in the market is like a full bra wardrobe for smaller figures. So now that's something I've developed over the last 10 years is really providing that wardrobe, you know, to be able to have a t-shirt bra, a sports bra, a
sexy bra.
And we even have baby dolls now that are bra sized. So we have like a baby doll that's has a full bra attached to it.
I love me a full bra baby doll. Just saying.
Yeah, so that's like perfect for a sexy evening. But yeah, we have a lot of options now, and you know, since you already know that your wide set, it's really easy to find. So yeah,
I think it's a trial and error thing too. Like, you know, I'm not sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stacey, but like, I don't think you've maybe not, you know, delved into the small cup size and lingerie area, and it seems like you've just kind of said, okay, well, I have a small breast. You even said that you don't typically wear a bra, so this is a first good step that you can kind of go check out the little bra company, and then you can kind of, like, obviously I feel like you would be the right location for her, and then kind of play around with their styles.
Yeah, absolutely. I think trying on bras is really important. I think of it like something people can relate to is jeans. Like when they go and try on jeans,
totally.
It's so many different sizes and so many different styles. And even if you're the one size in one style, doesn't mean that jean is, you know, that same brand is even going to fit the same way. So it's really, it is true what you say. It's trial and error, and don't, you know, we have like a 30-day return policy. So you can try on as many as you want. And, with us, we have fit consultants that can help you to find that right size. It's not a exact science. You know, it's not just, I don't believe in bra fitting just by the numbers. So,
No. I think we're getting there with educating the consumer. And so, okay. So Stacey, we want you to go check out Little Bra Company, like go to your local lingerie stores in Scottsdale and see who's carrying the Little Bra Company bras, and then go and get fitted and try it out, because you will be so much happier. And then once you go out on date nights, we want to know who you're going to marry next.
Yeah.
Right? So thank you, Stacey, for this question, and hopefully we helped you out. And thank you, Emily, so much for your interview. So obviously we want to hear more about you and connect and staying connected with you. So how can people find you?
They can find me at emily@thelittlebracompany.com. So feel free to email me questions. Instagram, it's @thelittlebracom. And we're on Facebook as well under The Little Bra Company. And we just launched our YouTube channel too. So,
and that's fantastic. Also
The Little Bra Company.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. I'll have to check it out. Thank you so much, Emily.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Check us out at thelingeriestories.com and see all the ways you can connect, see, and hear our stories. And if you sign up to our newsletter, we can keep you updated on future guests, tips and tricks, and upcoming contests. But most importantly, if you have a good story or you know somebody who has one, please email us at info@thelingeriestories.com and let us share your story. Talk to you soon.